So this particular video is with Steve Harvey, and what you see a lot of people on the left say is, and people in Hollywood is like, if Donald Trump wins president again, I'm gonna leave the country. And so this woman is obviously probably riding with Biden, and Steve Harvey is. Well, I don't want to spoil it, but I really love his reaction. Because she's like, can you please help my husband? You got to convince him we got to leave, you know. And so he has a really funny response, which I like.
He's the one that has like a talk show, right?
Steve? I think he did, he does Family Feud. Mm-hmm. And he also has like, I guess a talk show or whatever.
Yeah.
I think he recently just got divorced, didn't he? In the last year or so?
No idea.
Or he split up with his wife. But he's a type A alpha guy, tells it like it is. You know, doesn't sugarcoat things, and people like that curse, that tell like it is, that tend to be just more honest and mm-hmm. trustworthy. That's why people like Trump, is that he tells it like it is, even if it's unpleasant. And obviously people on the left just constantly get triggered by him because they believe what the TV said about him, that, you know, he's a Russian Manchurian candidate and all this other, you know, all these other hoaxes that the media has had over the years.
Yeah.
And I mean, Trump's up in all the polls. It looks like he's going to be our next president. And what's interesting is that he, you know, his first book was The Art of the Deal. He's like the ultimate deal maker. And I learned a lot from him. That was a great book. Helped me a lot when I was in real estate. Helped me with negotiating and understanding the psychology of it. And later those things, obviously, you guys didn't know my work, mm-hmm. ended up in the book as well. But he also had a book that came out in the 90s after he was, you know, in essence, bankrupt. He had a negative net worth, which was in the billions at the time because of the, you know, in the early 90s, the real estate market had turned and gone the other way. You had the SNL's crisis. I think one of his casinos wasn't doing well because the economy had gone the other way. And that's part of the reason why George Bush Sr. did not win his reelection, even though only like a year before, after they won the first Gulf War, he had the highest approval rating of any president in history. Mm-hmm. But by the time the election came around, the economy was in the shitter, and so everybody blamed him, and then that's why Bill Clinton ended up getting elected. And so, you know, Trump was saying one of the interesting things in his book, he wrote The Art of the Comeback, because mm-hmm. he was in his limo with somebody, and he was like, you see that homeless guy in the street there? And the person he was riding with was like, yeah. He says, that guy's worth more money than me. Hmm. It's because he had negative net worth. I mean, it was all on paper.
Right.
You know, if he had liquidated all of his stuff, he owed more than it was worth.
Yeah.
At the time. And so he got on the phone and negotiated with all of his banks, negotiated the loan balances down. He negotiated the interest down because the companies were not generating enough cash flow to justify the debt. And so at that time, the banks were willing to do it. And he's like, if I'd have waited 6 months, the banks would have said no, and I would have lost everything.
Yeah.
And so he wrote the book, The Art of the Comeback. Mm-hmm. And when you look at all the shit that he's been through, all the legal stuff that, you know, people are throwing at him in New York and these other Democrat, you know, attorneys
right.
that are just going after him because they watch the news and they believe the news. They believe that he's just this horrible person, got to save democracy or whatever. And so despite all this shit, despite all the money, I think he got a $400 million judgment. He just got like a $200 million bond. The appeals court let him, as long as he posts his $175 million bond, mm-hmm. which I think he, you know, said it's going to be cash. He's going to put up $175 million cash.
Interesting.
For his bond that now he'll be able to appeal and probably get, you know, end up having an appeal somewhere outside the district. And, you know, that judgment, I'm pretty sure, is going to get overturned down the line. But you just look at all the stuff that's going on, and then the state of the country, the economy, and all of, you know, people flooding across the border totally unvetted. I mean, there's a dude that is, you know, walking around my neighborhood. He's tatted up all over his face, looks like an MS-13 dude. Mm-hmm. And then I remember last week there was a bunch of guys that were walking down my street, and I don't know where they were from, but if you see the people that are coming across the border and some of the videos and stuff that Elon Musk has done, it's like these people are showing up in my city down here in Fort Lauderdale. I've seen the police shooing them out of there, but it's like, I don't know where these people came from.
Yeah.
You don't know the background. They could have grown up, got abused. I mean, these are the kind of people that grew up in a totally different environment than all of us. They're the type of people that when you're hungry or you can't survive, it's like you get knifed, you get killed.
Savages.
They're just absolutely, they have a mentality of a savage. Mm-hmm. And so you got these uncivilized people, in essence, that are just basically unvetted and just dumped in our society. And they're showing up in my neighborhood. I live in a really nice neighborhood. And you know, everybody is, it's affecting everybody.
Right.
And so you look at the numbers, Trump is up in the polls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's in his DNA. He has, I would be surprised if he doesn't win. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to be far enough ahead that, you know, even with cheating and mail-in ballot shenanigans and other things, they're not going to be, the margin of error is too great. They won't be able to cheat enough to make a difference, I believe, at least the way the numbers are and the way they're trending. So it looks like our favorite president, Donald J. Trump, mm-hmm. is going to be our president again starting in 2025.
Interesting.
And, I mean, he wrote The Art of the Comeback. How? I mean, this is his DNA. This is his life story. How could he not come back? Because he just continues to win. Mm-hmm. And I know that's going to piss a lot of people on the left off, and they're going to be lecturing me about, are you going to upset half your audience? Like, I don't fucking care. I always do what's right. If I lose some followers, if people get upset, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I really don't. There's 41 million other YouTube channels you can follow. If you don't like what I say or how I look at things, I don't care. I'm not here for your approval. I'm here to do what's right. So, without further ado, let's roll the video of Mr. Steve Harvey telling this lady how it's not going to be so bad.
Please help me convince my husband to get on board and move to Sweden.
He's like, what?
The land of IKEA.
I want to encourage you to stay here in this country. Donald Trump is not going to be that bad. Don't run. He's going to make IKEA bring their ass over here and start building them desks and stuff in America, because he's going to make America great again. Let's go, Donald Trump!
What? I didn't know he was pro-Donald Trump.
Well, you just listen to him. He's a man.
Yeah. What about IKEA?
He was saying is that he's like, because she was talking about, oh, well, we're going to move to Sweden, the land of IKEA, because obviously she loves the story. The store. And so what he said is that you don't need to go to Sweden for IKEA, because Donald Trump is going to make them build their stuff over here. Mm-hmm. In other words, he's going to bring that business and bring... Right. Those companies and bring that manufacturing to the United States. Mm-hmm. So he's a Trump supporter. People that are real and tell it like it is, you look at all the MMA guys, they're all like pro-Trump. Mm-hmm. That should tell you, all of, when you look at the special operations community, when you look at all the guys that went on the bin Laden raid that took out bin Laden, every single one of those dudes was conservative. Every single one of those guys is a Trump supporter. The overwhelming majority of men in the special operations community, the best of the best, the alphas, the strongest, most competent, most dangerous men that we have in our society are overwhelmingly Trump supporters. Mm-hmm. And so if all the alphas are supporting Trump, what does that tell you?
Right. I saw this a long time ago. I think this is when Trump was still president. There was a girl I went to high school with, and people kept tweeting on, like, Twitter at the time, videos of people burning the American flag and blaming Trump for ruining, you know, America or whatever, because he was keeping the immigrants out. And
he's not anti-immigrant. He just wants them to come in legal. We got to vet these people. You can't, right now, the way it is these people are pouring across the border, and the Border Patrol is basically acting like a concierge service. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go? And so they're so focused on processing these people and shipping them and flying them all over the country and busing them all over the country that they don't have the time to go after the human smugglers and the cartels that are dealing drugs and stuff like that.
Right.
The wall was stopped. I mean, it was like the very first day Biden took power, one of the first four or five things that he did was to basically cancel everything that Donald Trump was doing with the border that stopped all of that illegal immigration. He basically told the world, hey, come to America.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got people on TikTok, you got NGOs that are, hey, you know, in essence, they're, and then you got the cartels that are taking money and bringing all these people in the United States, and it's just business to them. They don't care.
Yeah.
We cannot absorb all, and it's like the same thing is going on in Europe. You just cannot absorb that many people. We don't have the resources. We already don't have enough houses as it is.
Right.
And right now, I think this year alone in 2024, we're on track to have over 4 million people come into our country.
Wow.
There's 400,000 people coming across the border every single fucking month
yeah.
in the United States. And it's like those people need to live somewhere. So you got 4 million new people coming into the country. Where are they going to live?
Yeah.
Then you got some of the Democrat states where people are going and squatting in their properties. And like the way it works is that if they live there for 30 days, even if, like, say you go on vacation and you come back, they broke into your house.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I remember one person in particular, they came back and all their shit was in the front yard. These illegal immigrants had moved in their house and dumped all their shit in the front yard. And they went over there and the homeowner got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, this is my house. And they're like, well, they've been here for 30 days. It's like, you have to go through the legal process to evict them. But it's my house.
Right.
They just moved in. They're like, sorry. And they arrested her.
What? Oh, I think I saw that. That was on TikTok.
It's fucking absurd. She's paying all the bills in the house.
Yeah.
And these people are just squatting there and they don't care. I mean, there's TikTokers.
It was empty.
That
right?
are teaching people how to do this and what states to go to that have these laws that'll, in essence, allow you to steal somebody's house and all their shit.
Wow. Yeah, I think I saw
and it's
that
all
video.
Democrat cities, Democrat-controlled cities.
Yeah.
And they won't do anything about it. And yet, the majority of them will probably keep voting for the same people.
Mm. So, when I saw that, when I saw, because she was, like, saying all how she hates Donald Trump, how America sucks, that she's going to leave America. And even then, I wasn't even a Trump supporter, but it just sounded like nonsense to me. And I responded back, and I was just like, you know, you're being so ungrateful. You don't know what it is to live in North America and Europe. You know, it's a blessing to live in America. We have so much freedom compared to like Venezuela or Cuba, like.
Or Colombia.
Or Colombia. It's not the worst, but I'm just like
you. Well, you got a Marxist that took power in Colombia. So, you know, your country's going back the opposite way now.
Yeah. Not as
it's
bad.
Going
as
the way of Venezuela.
Yeah. But it's not as bad as those. Though they need help for sure. But.
Well, they don't know any better. They, you know, they live here in the United States. They got an iPhone, and they just don't have any clue what it's like in the majority of the world. It's
right.
Uncivilized. It's dangerous. It's brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like unless you've lived in those areas or you study what actually goes on there, you don't have a clue.
Right.
It's like these people have no idea because they're, you know, they're professors who haven't traveled or been anywhere and don't know anything about how the real world works are indoctrinating them to believe all this nonsense.
Yeah.
That America's, you know, it's built on racism, it's colonialists, and it all needs to be torn down. And that's what the Marxists do. When you study like the Cultural Revolution in China, it's like they tore down their statues. It's what Mao said was they basically wanted to erase all the old culture, all the wrong think, all. And so they eliminated a lot of their history and destroyed it and erased it
mm-hmm.
so they could build everything back from a brand new foundation. And it's like 50 million people died, got murdered and starved to death
yeah.
by the, you know, by Mao with his, in essence, his experiments with trying to impose communism. Like the Great Leap Forward that they had was like, I think within a year, there was like 25, 30 million Chinese starved to death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking people. 25, 30 million people in 1 year starving to death.
Yeah.
Imagine not being able to eat and just slowly withering away and watching everybody you love, everybody in your city just, in essence, starve to death and die.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And in a lot of cases, it was done on purpose because there were areas of their country where there were undesirables, whether it was undesirable ethnic groups or whatever. Stalin did the same thing in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
People that weren't willing to comply, he would starve them to death or send them to the gulags and murder them all. You read the Gulag Archipelago, that's it's just amazing what happened, the level that it descended to in the gulags, where, you know, women were getting tied up to trees and having their breasts cut off and cooked in front of them, and people were eating them because they had no food. It was just absolutely horrendous things that were going on there, because all these people were like dumped on an island and given no food, water, nothing. And so it just turned into a bunch of savages, and the strongest, most violent people basically ran things.
Wow. Didn't you say that that Biden wants to bring, like, Palestinians, like you said, like 3,000 of them or something?
I think it was 10,000 they wanted to bring from Palestine. It's like, who's going to vet those 10,000 people from Palestine?
Right.
I mean, 72%, the stats are 72% of the Palestinians support the October 7th attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it, like 80% of the people are under 25 years old in Gaza?
Right.
And so these are all people that have been, you know, propagandized by Pioneers of Tomorrow, Farfour, and the Bumblebee, and the, you know, crazy psychotic looking bunny character. And so they all believe in the jihad. It's like, you're going to bring 10,000 people over? How are you going to ensure that the, you know, 7,200 of those people are not jihadists?
Right. That's a lot of people.
So, I mean, that's just insane.
Yeah.
But, you know, the way the Democrats and the leftists think is like, oh, they're victims. We got to bring them over here. We got to save them. They're just nice people. Don't be Islamophobic. It's not about being Islamophobic. You say, well, why doesn't Egypt take any of them? Why did they build their wall higher? Why didn't Saudi Arabia take any of them?
Right.
Why didn't Qatar take any of them? Why didn't Jordan take any of them? Why doesn't Kuwait take any of them? Why didn't the United Arab Emirates? Why don't any of the Arabs want to take any Palestinians? Why is that? If they were such great people, why don't they want them?
Right.
Because there's too many fucking terrorists. That's why. They're not stupid. They've been given billions of dollars by the international community, and the Hamas leaders, the top 8-10 Hamas leaders, all live in Qatar. They're like billionaires. They live in these giant mansions. Mm. They don't live in the West Bank or Gaza with the little people.
Oh.
And that's why they send other people's kids to die while they live in luxury and fly around the world in private jets. They, you know, all, you look at the tunnels, you look at their weapons. I mean, even the water pipes that were put in the ground to provide water, they tore them up so they could use the pipes to make rockets out of, so they could launch them into Israel.
Do they have planes, like aircrafts, or no?
Who, Gaza?
Yeah.
I think there's an airport in there. I assume there was. Maybe there, I don't know. I'm not sure about an airport.
That'd be scary. Because wouldn't they be able to, like, fly on their own here?
Well, they would be, you know, an international air carrier.
Oh.
So it's probably like some of the, I don't know which airliners would service there. I don't know if there's there has to be, I would think, or at least there used to be, I would think, some kind of an airport in Gaza. Maybe not. It's not a very big stretch of land anyways. There's just a shit ton of people that live in a very small area. But all those billions and billions of dollars that were sent there could have been used to build the country up. Instead, it's Hamas siphoned it all off because they're gangsters. They spend it on themselves, and they spend it on weapons. And the people don't get shit. Like the, you know, was it the Egyptian commentator was talking about? They didn't build any bomb shelters for the civilians.
Right.
Because they didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
They want them to get killed. They want them to be martyrs. Anyways.
Anyways.
We already got a long enough Hamas video.